The end of year panic kind of struck. It kind of hit me. And I was like, wow, there is such this seed that is planted within me that wants to expand, that wants to grow, that I almost feel this like forced push of like, when is it going to happen? But I think what I need to realize is that it's already happening. It's already in place. It's already in motion. The expansion is already occurring. And these are 5 tangible tips for expanding into the next chapter of your life. And you can use this as the new year closes, but also I think we need to remember the societal construct of a calendar and how time is also a complete construct within the human mind. So I think it's important to remember that you can come back to this episode or you can listen to this episode whenever. It doesn't have to be just in the new year, in this new chapter, in this new expansion, because you can step into newness at any single moment in your free will as a spiritual being occupying this human vessel. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping, a solo episode. I missed you guys so much. If you're new here, make sure to subscribe, make sure to tune in, tap into the Soul in Progress community. This is Skinny Dipping, if you don't know, the podcast where we talk about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives, because we can talk about these things in theory all day long, but how do we make it tangible and actionable? And that's exactly what we are doing today. Actually, we are talking about the 5 tangible tips for expanding into the next chapter of your life, specifically with the coming of this new year and the closing of 2023. But you can listen to this at literally any moment. Today, we're going to be diving into a couple different things to just give you an overview of what's to come, to know what to stick around for. Basically, we're going to be talking about the power of cycles, divine feminine embrace, and how that has allowed us to see rest in a new way. Then we're going to dive into the 3D versus 4D expansion that I am personally seeing in my life and in everybody's life around me. And then we're going to be diving in how to create energy prepping in your day, because damn, there's a lot of things out there that affect us, especially if you are a sensitive being. There needs to be this ritualistic and devoted energy prepping ritual for whatever it is for you. We want that for you, because there's a lot for sensitive beings in the world as you go out and you embrace other energies. And then we're going to be diving into just being misunderstood, letting people be wrong about you. And finally, we're going to be talking at the end about the end of year panic. I feel like so many people get the end of year panic, and I want to talk about how to tangibly navigate that and how to ask yourself the right questions so you can be like, do I actually need to like change everything in my life? Or is this my ego talking? Is this a certain set of expectations talking? Is this an old timeline or an old story, an old narrative being played out? I want to give you the tangible questions to ask yourself, because only you know. And as you dive into all this work that I'm going to be talking about, I want you to understand that your intuition is your greatest guide and you are your greatest healer. And I hope to be with you on this journey as homies. By the way, hi, I'm Kayla Rose. I'm the host of Skinny Dipping. I am so excited to dive in. If you guys feel called to watch the video, this is going to be on video format exclusively for my Soul in Progress community members. On the Soul in Progress community, if you know, you know. It's so lit. It's an amazing community. It's an app. It's a website. There's exclusive resources. There's social media feeds so that we can, you know, share and express in a way that feels safe and secure for us, in a way that feels nurturing for us. And we can still have this connection online. There's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot in the community. But if you want to watch the video version of this podcast, click the link below. You can get the Skinny Dipper discount for the Soul in Progress community. And you can watch the video version of this now. But let's strip down and dive in, baby. This is Skinny Dipping. We got to get into the good, juicy portion of this. I'm so excited. I hope you can see everything that we have ahead, because this is going to be an episode that I try to keep as concise as possible. But I also want to give you all the tea, all the tangible tips. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's No Prep, No Mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinnydipping.
So before we get into it, if you could just quickly hit the subscribe button, because it actually really helps me. And I forget to ask sometimes. And I love you. You are inherently fucking worthy. Let's strip down and dive in. This episode is up insanely late. And that leads us into number one of the tangible tips, because I am giving myself permission as the year comes to a close. In the midst of panic, in the midst of stress, in the midst of being like, oh my God, I'm scrambling to figure out what I want next and like setting intentions, I actually realize I need to de-stimulate myself in order to find clarity, in order to find answers. And if I am constantly stuck in the rabbit hole of stimulation, I can never hear my truth because the noise is cluttering what I really need to hear. So I'm giving myself permission as the year closes to delete my apps when I need to, delete my social media, to, you know, slow down on the podcast. I've released an episode, I think, every single week this entire year. I'm so proud of myself for that commitment and that devotion to this practice and to this work. And at the same time, I'm giving myself permission to maybe give myself a little bit of a break and a little bit of a rest. And that's why this episode is late, because I was like having so much resistance to recording it. And then I realized the reason I had resistance is because I had to come on now in this exact moment to speak my truth in the way that I want to speak it. And everything needs to align for that to happen. So I stay devoted and I stay committed, but I'm just releasing it a little bit later, and I'm not going to make myself feel bad about that. I'm going to give myself permission to do so. And the first thing that I want you to realize as you are expanding into this next chapter of your life that hopefully will be so, so expansive because you've done the healing work, and we will continue to do the healing work, but you also deserve to expand and to feel good in your body, in your mind, in your soul. And I'm realizing that the divine feminine embrace is the new wave that is taking over. The world that we grew up in, ruled by the masculine, ruled in the go, 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 is being consistently broken down. And everyone around me that I surround myself with is finding ways to move differently. For example, one of my best friends was like, oh my God, like I'm getting resistance. I'm applying for all these jobs, but like nothing's hitting. And then she realized, oh my God, the reason that I'm not getting these opportunities is because the universe and spirit and source is asking me to do things in a different way. So I can't just go back into the system like I was before. This is what my friend said. She was like, I can't get these same jobs that I had before because the reason that I was uprooted and the way that I was uprooted is so that I can do something in a new way again. And I'm seeing this theme for myself. I keep trying to go back into my business in this forced masculine way. And then I'm meeting resistance. And I'm like, the reason that there's resistance there is because I am being asked to do things in a new way. Instead of the divine masculine, which is so beautiful, but when it's toxic, it's controlling, it's rooted in anxiety, it's rooted in ego. When it's at its most highest expression of self, the divine masculine is stable, it has structure, it has devotion, it has discipline, all these secure earth qualities that we need, it has that. So we want divine masculine to exist. We don't want to just completely get rid of it, but we're stepping into the embrace of the divine feminine, which is the flow, which is the intuition, which is the listening to your cycles. Your cycles are your greatest tool. Especially as a woman, but literally as anybody, we all have cycles. We all have rhythms. To put in the discipline, to put in the commitment, to create the game plan, to execute the game plan. We have those times, and then we also have the times of doing nothing. Creative people need to do nothing. People in general need to do nothing. We need to de-stimulate ourselves from the expectation to always be doing something, because that is cluttering our expression of self and cluttering what we want to put out into the world. So we need to declutter. So we need to have those periods of rest and recharge and to lean into that divine feminine embrace where we listen to the cycles and we say, when it's time to go, I go and I listen and I am devoted. And when it's time to rest and do nothing and take a break and take it easy on myself and give myself major grace, when it's that part of the cycle, I will also respect it in the same way that I respect the masculine, that I have been programmed to respect the discipline. I respect that part of myself, but do I respect the grace part? Do I respect the intuition and the fluidity aspect of myself? Not always. So what I want us to realize, the tangible tip is do less this end of year. If you can, delegate, ask for help, and communicate to people around you that you actually need a fucking break. Delete your fucking apps, your social media apps, just for like a day. Try it out. It literally feels so freeing to not be addicted to these little tiny devices. Giving yourself a break from the stimulation, a stimulation detox, is what we all need. And that comes with removing the expectation and letting go of the expectation to be a certain way, perform a certain way, or produce in a certain way. 11:11 on the clock when I just recorded that. Can you do that for yourself? The number one thing. I want you to write down in your journal, how can I do less? Quick break. I strongly believe if you've been doing the healing work for a minute and you just don't really see the impacts yet, it may be because your nervous system is highly, highly dysregulated. And we want to get your nervous system regulated so that your healing can catch up with everything. The work that you've done and the time that you put in, that's what you deserve. And that is why I am doing the 30-day free reset with Open. Because why not? It's free. And breathwork has absolutely changed my life. It's the quickest way to shift your state and improve your mood. And you only need a couple of minutes. Before, I feel lethargic, I feel tired. And afterwards, I'm like, whoa, the world is literally beautiful again. So join me on Open. Try it for 30 days for free with the code SKINNYDIPPING. And go ahead and check out below the link in the description so you can join me for the 30-day free nervous system reset. It's going to be so special. Join me and let's do it together. It's going to be so fun. How can I set myself up for success now so that in 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks, the ending of the year, at least the last week of the year, I can actually take a break. I can actually embrace rest. And that comes from setting yourself up for success because we have shit to do. We have things to complete. But if we can set our future selves up for success, it gives us room for a true break. We need a true break. We need a true rest. We need to stop pushing ourselves. We've been pushing ourselves all year. How can we just take our hands off for 1 second and fucking surrender? Number two, how can we move into 3D to 4D? What is 3D? What is 4D? Okay, this is my personal expression of it. I'm not an expert at any of this shit, but I am interested in it, and it's been coming up in my field a lot lately. So I'm seeing 3D. Okay, so 1D. 1D is a dot, right? It's a dot. It's a particle. 2D is when two dots connect. That's a line. You have two dots, two 1Ds, and it connects, and that's a line. That's 2D. And then we have that one line create a cube. That's the next step. The 3D, we have that cube. So this is the world that we've been existing in, is the cube. And the cube is exactly what you think it is. It's structured. It's putting yourself in a box. It's connecting yourself with identities and labels without the freedom of expression to expand past them. And that's the world that we have been living in. It's like people expect us to have a box. People expect us to put ourselves in identities and labels so that we can be seen clearly by them. And we can understand ourselves better. But the world that we are moving into is the 4D. It's taking that cube that we got going on, that 3D cube, and we're turning it into an ever-expansive 360 circle that exists at all angles, and it literally expands in the space. That is the 4D, and that is exactly what you think it is. It's circular living. It's community-based living. It's connecting back to the land, connecting back to ourselves. It's seeing ourselves as multidimensional, realizing that we are more than one thing, realizing that we don't have to put ourselves in a box for others to understand us. It's us literally realizing that we are so much more than this 3D. We are so much more. We are a spirit, an ever-expanding, ever-evolving, growing being within this human vessel. And even though the world that we see around us is very 3D, and we want to put it in boxes, the world that we are moving into, what I think is the new Earth, is this 4D. It's this ever-expanding landscape that asks us to exist in multitudes and asks us to live as a multidimensional being. So this is my test for you. I want you to say out loud or do this exercise with a friend. I want you to like write it down in your journal, ask a friend. I want you to be like, who am I when no one's in the room, when there's no labels to attach to? Who am I? Also recognizing your labels and knowing that they do play a great part at certain points in your life, and recognizing that you can be all of those labels simultaneously. I am a daughter. I am a podcaster. I am a girlfriend. I am, you know, I'm all these things, and those serve me at certain times. It's not to demonize those identities and those labels, because they do serve me when I connect with others and when I get to, you know, be seen by others. That is beautiful. And at the same time, I am so much more than that. I am literally a spiritual energy force taking up this human vessel. I am a creative energy force. I am flow. I want you to check in and tap in. What are your identities? How can you embrace all of them simultaneously without having to compromise certain parts of yourself? And how can you realize that you're so much even more than those identities, no matter how multifaceted they are? Take a second to really think about it. Ask a friend, have this conversation with a friend, and then message me on Instagram at SundaysKK or at Skinny Dipping Diaries to tell me how it goes. Okay? Got it? Deal? Beautiful. And also, this has to do with moving in from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. I'm not completely educated on this, but I've been seeing videos and informational content about this, how we were in the Iron Age, and that's why there was like the Industrial Revolution, and we were very focused on the physical and producing and production and our worth being based off of what we can produce in the world. And now we're moving into the Golden Age, which a lot of people believe is going to bring more like artificial intelligence and heart-based intelligence, maybe even the cure for Alzheimer's, or for example, just more spiritual expansion, more spiritual reverence in the workspace. There is so much that is coming with this golden age. We're moving out of kind of this 3D iron age physical that we can touch into something that we can't fully touch or see, but we know that it's real and we know that it exists because we each have our experiences that prove to us that this shit is real and that the world of energy is real. And we all know because we've experienced it in our own ways. So how can we embrace that? I gave you the tools. I gave you the assignment, go talk about it with a friend and allow your mind to expand through conversation. Number three, I want to talk about something so important that is so, it's going to be so important in your evolution, in your expansion. This is so important. Number three is going to be energy prepping, because as you begin to expand, as you begin to spiritually evolve, as you begin to become more self-aware and more connected to the one, to the wholeness of the world, you actually become very sensitive. Like recently, I've been barely able to like smoke weed or do shrooms or drink alcohol without feeling it so intensely in a way that I never have before. And my body, my vessel is just more sensitive because I am opening up spiritually and energetically, and so are you. And that's why certain situations feel like too much for you now. And certain workplace situations and certain social situations feel like too much for you now because you are becoming a more sensitive being. And how beautiful is that? Even if that's confusing to navigate, even if you're like, what the fuck am I doing? No one's done this before. I don't have the blueprint. I don't have the map. What do I do? Your intuition knows. You're guided on the path. You fucking got this. But the number one thing that I need you to realize as you evolve and as you spiritually expand, babe, is that you need to have your energy prepping down to a T. Your ritual, your devotion, whatever it is. And I understand people are busy. And it's so unrealistic, I think, for wellness influencers to be like, yeah, do an hour of meditation, then an hour of working out, and then an hour hot girl walk. It's like some people have time for that, but other people have kids and jobs and like real shit in this physical world to take care of. And I believe that you can get there in 5 minutes. Personally, for me, 15 to 20 minutes is like my perfect energy prepping routine. And the reason why that it's so important is that you are going to go out in the world and you are going to interact with other energies. And it's not just other people. It's other collective energies, collective spaces, even you getting in an Uber, going on a subway. You are in other people's energies. Collective energies are created there. The clothes that you're wearing, the food that you're eating, you go out to a restaurant and you eat the meal cooked by the chef. There is an energy exchange going on there. We have so many energy exchanges during our day, and this is not something to fear or be scared about because it is beautiful that we get to be connected energetically in oneness. That is fucking amazing, but sometimes it can feel quite suffocating and take a toll on us, and you need to be able to discern what energy is mine and what energy is not mine. What have I picked up and what is my actual shit and actual shadow work that I need to work through? Sometimes when I go to certain people's houses, I literally have to leave, and when I leave, I realize it wasn't my shit. It wasn't my energy. It wasn't my irritability. I literally was just being in that space. And other times I'm like, oh no shit, I have to own my shit. It is me. It's me. Hi. The problem is me. And sometimes it's actually me and it's my energy that is fucking off and I need to do my shadow work to clear it out. So with that being said, energy prepping in the beginning of your day is key because this is how you cultivate your own authentic, genuine energy of expression before you go out and interact with other energies. It's so important and you only need 5-15 minutes. Especially if you're a sensitive being, you need to prioritize energy prepping in 2024. And it starts today. It starts in this moment. The new year doesn't start. I mean, the new year obviously starts in January, but the things that you want to incorporate into 2024 actually start now. Because we have the choice at any moment, our conscious choice, our free will to choose what's best for us, to choose what really is going to make us light up and feel energized and excited about being alive. That's what we want. And it can start right now because actually the more that you put it off, the more that there's going to be this resistance, and that resistance is created by fear, that is created by analysis paralysis. It feels way better once you get going.
Fuck nicotine. Fuck nicotine and join the fuck nicotine movement now because small ripples make big waves.
I am absolutely obsessed with my Ripple. Ripple is a British startup owned and operated by a brother and sister duo, which we love, with a mission to get the world off nicotine one plant-powered puff at a time. And basically, Ripple, it's this really cute device, and it's a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser that you can puff on with plant-based ingredients, an organic base, natural aromas, and a non-addictive formula. My favorite one that I have right now with me in Argentina is the Boost. That's pomegranate, maca, green tea. And this is for immunity and strength boosting. And I'm absolutely obsessed. I love this brand. I've had some of you try it, and you guys also love it too. So you can get 15% off your first order, or actually any order, 15% off any order with the code SKINNYDIPPING. Yes, that is the code SKINNYDIPPING. It's going to be linked below what the website is to check out Ripple, and check it out because they're actually just such a cool brand and I'm obsessed. Once you create the momentum, once you actually start, you realize, oh, it's actually not that hard. Like, I had so much resistance to recording today. And you know what? Once I started, I'm like, I fucking love this. It's not that hard. This morning, I did not want to work out. Once I started, I was like, I never want to stop. Or I was doing breath work this morning. Before I started, I was like, ugh, I don't want to do it. Like, I had so much resistance. Putting it off, putting off that essay that you haven't written for school. Do you know that feeling? It gets harder and harder and harder the more that you put it off. The more that you forget to like order that thing or send that mail, like it gets harder. So just know that truth, like that conscious objective truth that like, okay, things get harder the longer that I wait because it creates analysis paralysis, which insinuates fear, which creates resistance. Resistance really is just fear in action. And what is fear? False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Once you get started, it's not that scary. It's not that hard. It's not that time consuming. And actually, I created something for you guys to energy prep. And I've been working on this and I've been wanting to do it for so long. And this is just like the first volume. There's going to be multiple volumes and multiple versions of this. But it is called Grounded in Wholeness. And it is a series. It is an offering that I am giving to you guys so that you can get everything that you need, even in your busy life. And I'm so excited to talk about it just real quick. We're going to take a break from the five things and I'm just going to tell you about it because I'm really excited and I poured my heart into it and I hope you guys see that. And it's an online offering. Basically, it has three videos that are each 15 minutes. Okay. They're 15 minutes. And in those 15 minutes, you get movement. You get a sweat movement, not just, you know, you get a sweat movement. You move your body, you do breath work, you do meditation. I think one of them has EFT tapping. You do an energy ritual. You ground your energy. Each one has everything that you need to start your day only in 15 minutes, and it's guided. And I do it with you, and there's music in it, and it's really fun. And that's what I want for you. I want you to make energy prepping fun. Make it fun, because when we are motivated by joy, that creates internal motivation. So, okay, I'm actually so excited about this, guys. So the offering is going to be below. It's hosted on my Circle community, but you don't have to be a member of the community to purchase this. This is a completely separate thing. And there is a discount code below just for you guys. I haven't even released it on Instagram yet because I am keeping it discounted for you guys for a limited time. So it's going to be 20% off now, and probably only for a couple days. So please go check it out, get it now. So there's three videos, each 15 minutes to become grounded in wholeness. That's the name of the series, because I want you to feel grounded in your energy before you interact with others. So you have those three videos, and then you also have one bonus meditation and one bonus breath work and one bonus EFT tapping session. So you have six videos right there to connect to yourself, to align to yourself, to be grounded in your energy in a guided way that is quick and efficient and in alignment and easy. I wanted to make it easy for you because not everyone has the time to like align themselves every single day. And when they do, they're like, what do I even do? So I wanted to create something that's short for you, that you literally can do in 15 minutes and get everything that you need for the day. So check that out below, guys. I poured a little bit of my heart and soul into it, and I hope you love it. Looking forward to hearing the feedback. And check out Grounded in Wholeness with the discount code SKINNYDIPPING. Of course, for the skinny dipping babes, I had to give you guys the first look, the first offer. I haven't even talked about this on any other platform yet because you guys are my besties. Okay, what's coming in the new year? Quick update. Also, I don't know what I'm going to do for an episode next week, but a part of me was like, should I release a meditation? Because literally in my community, people are saying, quote unquote, I don't know what you're putting in these meditations because I've never felt so good. Like, that's what people are saying. So I was like, maybe I should create a free one for the skinny dipping listeners. So I think that's what's going to happen next week. And then we are premiering a new season in January. And I cannot wait for you guys to dive into that because it is going to be so, so, so special. And also, I'm going to do a podcast camp in the new year for anybody who wants to learn how to monetize, grow, expand, brand their podcast. Like, I just want to give you all the information that I have because I think everyone's voices should be out there because your voice is needed in this world. So I want to support you in that. So if you want to join the waitlist, that link will also be in the description. And yeah, join the waitlist. Like, no attachment. Just join it. See if it's your vibe. But podcast camp in 2024 is going to be lit. Okay, getting into number four of these tangible tips. First, we talked about the divine feminine and rest. Two, we talked about the 3D to 4D. We talked about that box living to circular expansive living. Three, we talked about energy prepping because if you're a sensitive being or just any being, you interact with a lot of other energies and we want to make sure that yours is authentic to you and grounded in your authenticity. Number four, the tangible tips to step into your expansion era is literally to let people be wrong about you. Because as you grow, and as you evolve and as you expand, people are going to think that they know you, but they just know the old version of you. And that's just not who you are anymore, babe. Like, it's not who I am. It's not who you are. We have grown. We have changed. But the truth is that people will still see you from the last time that they interacted with you. A lot of people aren't conscious enough to realize that we're all growing and evolving and changing. And they're just kind of in their own world and they don't see the work that you've been doing. And that's why it's so important to let people be wrong about you. And I made a TikTok and an Instagram reel on this and it went completely viral because I think people feel so misunderstood. And it's something that we need to hear and need to understand because if you are feeling misunderstood, if you feel like people are characterizing you because of old versions of yourself or creating narratives around one-off actions or mistakes that you made, that is going to happen. I think I realize I can't control the way other people perceive me, and it's really not personal because it's a projection of themselves and what they're feeling insecure about in themselves. And usually when you're triggering people, sometimes it can mean that you're doing something hurtful. That is true. But most of the time, if you're triggering something, it's really something that's coming up within their sphere, within themselves. And it's really nothing that you can do about it. And honestly, if you're a light, you're going to trigger people. If you are expanding, if you are growing, if you are evolving, if you are changing, you are going to trigger people. But also vice versa, notice when other people trigger you because of a certain past narrative. I think to ask this of others, you need to first act it within yourself. And I realized I needed to stop expecting other people to be the old versions of themselves or expecting them to act a certain way based on past narratives because I actually have no idea who they are in this current moment. So I feel like by giving myself permission to have people be wrong about me, I also give myself permission to see others in a new light and in a new way and to stop playing into old narratives, especially if they're supporting my ego, especially if they're gassing me up a certain way or putting someone else down to make me feel better. I need to be like, hey, we need to take a good look at this, Kayla. Like, we need to take a good look at this and see how can I stop expecting people to be a certain version of ourselves and how can I give people the grace that I wish that others would give me? I think that's so important. And in giving others grace, you begin to give yourself grace. And in that conscious awakening, you begin to realize that other people aren't on the same evolution journey and they may never understand you. And that's okay. And that helps me come to peace with that by being my best self, by doing my best to give people an opportunity. It makes me understand that not everyone is going to wake up in this life. And it's not my job to wake them up. And it's not your job to wake up people in your life. We are all on different paths. And the sooner that you can stop expecting people to be a certain way and assuming things and living in certain narratives, the sooner that you will free yourself. Because all we have is a present moment. And all we have is that like current interaction with that person. It's important to protect your energy, of course, and read the room. And if they're not a vibe, like, you just walk away. You don't interact with them. Like, you give them their space. Like, but don't give them your time and energy by talking about them to your friends, because that's you putting time and energy into drama and into a situation, and it's just going to make the flame grow. And I think to really just know your truth is sometimes to just let go of the bullshit, truly, and not even like bring it to this dramatized attention. But what I also realized, the fourth thing, is let people be wrong about you and be okay with being misunderstood. How do I do this? What is the tangible, actionable tip for that? A lot of journaling and self-awareness, and a lot of recognizing, okay, like maybe this was like a past version of myself, or maybe it is a projection, and just realizing it actually doesn't matter what the reason is behind it, because I have conscious will and free choice to move forward from this. And the best thing that I can do is be like, okay, other people aren't going to understand me, but the actual tip to being okay with that is to understand yourself. And that comes with journaling, subconscious writing, scripting. Let it flow out of you. Get to know yourself. Get to know what's actually going on in your mind. And then also, on top of that, spending time with yourself, spending quality time with yourself, going to therapy, doing the fucking shadow work, unveiling the parts of yourself that you're too scared to look at, or the insecure parts that don't want to be touched. Give them love. Give them a hug. Look at them. Learn them, understand them, be curious with yourself. When you do this, when you begin to understand yourself, others understanding you is way less important. Let me say that again. When you love and understand yourself, it doesn't matter if people misunderstand you. It doesn't matter if you're misunderstood. Let people think what they want to think about you. They don't get the privilege of knowing the new you. They don't. You don't have to convince them. You don't have to prove it to them. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. Because if they did deserve it, they would be curious about you. They wouldn't be judging you and projecting onto you. So just let people be wrong about you, because they don't get to meet this new version of yourself, okay? Okay, I love you. You're so inherently worthy. The fifth thing that I want to talk about is the end of your panic. I got the end of your panic where I was like, oh my God, I need to move. I need to break up with my boyfriend. I need to start a new career path. Like, I just got this end of your panic, and I don't know if anybody else got it, but I feel like I should share that really vulnerably, that I've been panicking, and I've been like, I don't know what I want. I don't have clarity. And that's how I've been majorly, majorly feeling. And first of all, I had to ask myself a couple questions. I needed to use my discernment, my decision-making discernment of my beautiful solution brain to be like, okay, is this escapism or is this actually a calling? Like, am I being called in a different direction, or is this escapism because I'm lacking some sort of fulfillment in my life that really can only come from within me? And I can go outside and I can change lives a million times and search for it, but if I don't find that fulfillment and purpose within myself, then I will never find it out there. And that's the hard truth that I haven't said out loud that I deeply, deeply, deeply needed to hear. And I was thinking that I needed to pick up and start over. And a part of me is calling for like a new adventure, like a different adventure. I feel like I'm a little bit in my comfort zone here on Maui. And because this is my hometown, you know, this is where I'm born and raised, on the island of Maui in Hawaii. And I'm just like, okay, is this escapism? Or is it a calling? And I don't think it's either or. I think it's a little bit of both and. But I think the extremism is escapism. The impatience, the extremism to be like, I need to leave and I need to leave now and I need to drop everything and start all over. When you have that all or nothing mindset, that black or white, that 0 to 100 mindset, it definitely is the ego. And now that I know that truth and I'm like, okay, I can pinpoint it and be like, okay, we're spiraling. We're spiraling again, guys, and we need to hold up and stop letting insecure versions of ourselves make the important decisions in our life. I realized that I needed to stop making decisions from the what is my hair doing in this video? Sorry, the new bangs are just such a journey. I realized I needed to stop making important decisions, any decision, from the insecure version of myself. First, I need to get into alignment. And what does that mean? Energy prepping, movement, meditation. I need to spend time with myself. I need to cleanse from all the traveling that I've been doing and truly ground myself into reality and into the earth. And then I can make the decision. But right now I'm ungrounded. Right now I'm feeling kind of unfulfilled and insecure and confused, and I'm not feeling clarity. So if I'm not feeling clarity, I'm not going to let that version of myself make the decision. I want the secure, confident, grounded version of myself to make important decisions in my life. And that doesn't mean I'm going to shame the insecure part of myself. I'm going to say, pause. Let's just put a pause on this. You don't have to make a decision right now. You don't have to make a decision right now. How about we just focus on the next month? What can you do in this next month to give yourself the grounding and fulfillment that you need so that you can make those big life decisions, so that you can decide, do you want to live here? Do you want this relationship? Do you want this job? I definitely want this job. That's something that I feel very secure in, actually, is my career. I'm like, I know what I'm fucking doing, and it's skinny dipping. It's skinny dipping and stripping down and diving in with you guys. That really holds me into my core because I'm like, wow, I'm living in my purpose. But there's other things in my life that feel like cluttered and confusing. And I'm just allowing myself to just think of January. How can I give myself space? How can I, one, move out of my parents' house? Because being here, I don't really feel like I can be the full version of myself. How can I be on my movement game, because movement clears my head so that I can make important decisions and receive clarity from the universe? How can I meditate and do my breath work? How can I dive into my education? How can I do the things that align myself so that I can become secure and grounded and fulfilled in this moment once again? Because the fulfilled version of me is going to choose the best decision for me. But the unfulfilled version of me is going to be grasping for straws and scrambling. And we're going to give her a little break and say, let's just take a little pause, babe. Let's just take a little pause. And that is my actionable step to you, is first ask yourself, is this escapism or is this a calling when you are having this end of year panic to uproot your entire life, if you are relating to this at all? And then to stop making decisions from an unfulfilled version of yourself and start pouring into how you can fully fulfill yourself in this current moment. And then make that decision from that secure version of yourself. And until then, put a pause on it and just say, I don't have to make this decision right now. I know it feels urgent, but urgency is a trauma response, and you actually don't have to make this decision right now. And that is the advice that I said that I deeply needed to hear. So thank you guys for listening, and I hope this helped you at all. Go back, listen to these five things whenever you feel like you are moving into a new expansive period of your life. These are the five tangible tips for expanding into the next version of your life. And before we leave, I just want to take a deep breath, and I want you to take a moment and actually be proud of everything that you did in 2023, even if it's not based off of production. It can be in your work, in your career, in your relationships. It can be these tangible things, these physical things, these material things that you have gained in 2023. And it can also be healing, doing the shadow work, looking at the hard parts of yourself. It can be, you know, being brave in the ways that you didn't think that you could be before. I want you to just take this deep breath and take a moment to hold space to be so proud of yourself. I feel like we all need it, because we did it. We did 2023, and we're expanding and we're growing. And that's just so fucking cool, because we don't have the blueprint and we're figuring it out as we go. So taking a moment, hand to your heart, maybe closing your eyes, not if you're driving, but maybe just hand your heart and take a deep breath. In for four, out for eight. Slow exhale. And take a moment and just say thank you. And say, I'm proud of you. And let all the things come to mind that you're so proud of yourself for in 2023. Because in this self-love and in this honoring and respecting of self, you find more greater expansion and faster manifestations than you ever thought possible when you're coming from that place of deep internal self-love and realizing, I did that thing. I did it. I did 2023. Damn, I did that. How crazy. How good does that feel? I love you. I'm so proud of you. You are inherently fucking worthy. Thank you for listening to this episode, Five Tangible Tips for Expanding into the Next Chapter of Your Life. Shout out to you guys. You guys are so amazing. Don't forget to hit subscribe, share this with somebody, tag me on Instagram when you listen to this. And if you want to watch the video again, you feel like you need to take notes, you want to see my cute face, you can watch the video version on the Soul in Progress community. Everything that I talked about today, the Grounded in Wholeness, the Soul in Progress community, and the waitlist for podcast camp will be in the description below. So go ahead, check out all those things, all things Kayla Rose, all things skinny dipping, and I love you, and you are inherently worthy, and thanks for listening. You're so special, and let's fucking do 2024. I'll see you guys next week. I don't know what it will entail, but we'll see what happens.